Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
The European Commission has given authorisation for the use of a second COVID-19 vaccine. First deliveries of the Moderna vaccine are expected to begin next week to countries in Europe. At this afternoon's post-cabinet press conference, Tánaiste the Leo Varadkar said that about 35,000 people will be vaccinated this week and that this could rise to 60,000 per week next month. However, concerns have been raised at the slow pace of the rollout of the vaccine programme in this country. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Tadhg Crowley, Kilkenny GP and IMO member of the National Vaccine Implementation Task Force. And thank you very much, Dr. Crowley, for joining us this evening. Do you agree, and there has been a lot of concern raised about this, that the rollout of the vaccine here has been slow, too slow indeed, compared to other countries?
Sarah, good evening, first of all. No, I probably wouldn't agree. Look, everyone's very keen. It's a very good news story that, first of all, the vaccine is here and that we're reaching out to vulnerable groups and healthcare workers, making sure our hospital and GP practices stay open. I suppose that's the first thing. Obviously, when we're in the middle of a third wave and the numbers have gone up hugely, obviously, everyone wants to get the vaccine as quickly as we can to make sure that things are running as quickly and as smoothly as possible. But, you know, like most things, there's logistics and there's we need to get, need to have got approval for the various vaccines through the EU. That has come and the logistic process has started in terms of getting vaccinations out.
How many people have been vaccinated so far?
Well, I don't have an idea of the exact numbers of vaccinations that have happened, but they've certainly been happened in nursing homes and in hospitals.
Okay, so you're a member of the National Vaccine Implementation Task Force. So maybe, and I accept that you might not have the figures there yourself. Does the task force have the figures? Does anyone have the figures?
Yeah, well, certainly the task force probably do have the figures. My role is in terms of rolling it out to general practice and making sure GPs are actually vaccinated. So that's my role. I think your information was incorrect in terms of what role I would have on the national form. My role is actually as an IMO representative.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Sure. That's fine. I accept that. I'm just wondering, as a member of the task force, would you have the information? If you don't, I accept that. That's no problem. But I just think people are getting very frustrated with the lack of information around this, that, you know, we're in the first week in January, but the vaccine has been here for 2 or 3 weeks now. And we don't even know how many people have got it yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, those figures would be available there in fairness, and I don't have them on the programme at the moment. I could get them for you, obviously, and give them
great.
To you.
Well, that would be fantastic, thank you, if you wouldn't mind, because I think people would be really interested to hear it. Leo Varadkar said there will be 35,000 vaccinated this week. I wonder, do you think we'll reach those numbers, given that we haven't really rolled it out in nursing homes yet? They're not starting, I think, until tomorrow.
Yeah, I suppose the hospitals have started, the nursing homes have started. I can't comment on the number of vaccines. We don't want to go down there at the moment in terms of that. What's going to happen here, Sarah, there's a couple of issues in terms of logistics and making sure that we have vaccines coming in and then getting a guarantee of the vaccines, a slow trickle initially, and then more and more vaccines will come in. So I suspect everyone's very keen to get it as quickly as we can. There are, as you can appreciate, going to be about 9 million vaccine given between everyone getting two vaccines over the next couple of months. So it is going to take time. But certainly from my impression of being on the committee today so far is there are a lot of people working really hard around the clock to make sure that the vaccine is given as quickly and as safely as possible.
Are they working around the clock? I thought it was 5 days a week, 9 to 5.
Well, I'm talking about the people on the committee working to make sure that the logistics of the vaccine is delivered in as safe and as quick a way as possible.
Okay, but you don't know whether or not 35,000 people will be vaccinated this week, as we've been told.
As I said, I don't have the numbers up to date, but I have no reason to disbelieve what the Tánaiste said today earlier on.
Okay. Can you give us an explanation then as to why we are where we're at now, even if we do reach that 35,000 figure and we don't know whether or not we will by the end of the week? Why, when there's these charts, I'm sure you've seen them going around on social media in terms of other countries and what they're doing and where they're at in terms of the percentage of their population that they've vaccinated. And we're right there down the bottom, just above France, who's at the very bottom. Why are we right there down the bottom?
Well, I suppose there's a couple of things. First of all, we've got to make sure that we had safety approval in terms of going through the proper legislation. Secondly, I suppose normally when you hear vaccination, there is a huge fear of vaccine reticence. So what we want to make sure, and what the people of Ireland would want to hear, that the vaccine is safe. So that is a process that has to go through. Then in terms of getting the vaccine rollout, there is going to be an issue in how this vaccine, so the first vaccine that is produced, can't be taken and given in multi-centres. It can only be given in certain centres because the transport medium of the vaccine means it has to be used within a certain amount of time. Mm. So organising the logistics for that was difficult.
Are all the rest of the countries not facing the exact same problems? Why are we the ones having the major problem with it?
Because in terms of trying to actually get the vaccine in and get the promise of the vaccine in, I suppose when the institutions here, they want to make sure that A, they get the vaccine, and then that there would be a second dose of vaccine for that person. So you've got to be sure not just that you have a promise of a vaccine, but the actual vaccines are there.
But sure, don't we have 40,000 sitting in a fridge somewhere? Is that not right, waiting to go out? So we know we have that amount, but it's still, they haven't been rolled out. I suppose my question is, why not? You know, why are we so slow? I still don't really have a clear picture on that. I hear a discussion about consent forms and issues in around that, but I don't understand why we're different to other countries which have managed, by the looks of it, to do it far more effectively.
Well, again, what I'm saying is in terms of getting the vaccine in, the logistics, the type of vaccine that we have rollout on the first, and this is the first vaccine, which is the Pfizer vaccine, is going to be difficult. I mean, you won't be able to get the same levels. You know, you've got to look at personnel and people that are trying to vaccinate in terms of this. You've got to look at the numbers of people you have, the centres you have, and then the number of vaccines. Mm-hmm. And I suppose the health authorities here have taken a very clear approach that they want to do it in the best way, the safest way. And sometimes that's not the quickest way. But I think if you look at a time and motion study, yes, at the moment, it's a little bit slower. But I think over the couple of months, I have no reason to disbelieve that this won't be rolled out across the country.
Okay, well, look, we all hope you're right, Tadhg, and thank you very much for joining us. And if you could get those figures even before the end of the programme, if that's possible, we'd love to bring them to people in terms of how many people have actually got vaccinated to date or tomorrow, whenever you could get them. That would be great.
Okay,
Dr. Tadhg Crowley, thank you very much for joining us this evening.